Fernando.
Dirty. Oh my gosh. You guys, we're sharing the story back and forth because it's just so bizarre, but it just goes to show like the kind of technology that is available now where really you just can't be anonymous or discreet anymore. So Taylor Swift, probably like the one artist that has the most amount of stalkers, people who just want to get close to her. Her people decided that to keep her safe, they would set up a kiosk at her May 18th Rose Bowl show on the Reputation Tour. And basically, like, people would come into this kiosk and they would see these rehearsal videos of Taylor. And if you love her, of course, you want to see every little bit you can of her. But as you were watching these videos, there were cameras on the people watching with facial recognition software. And they were taking photos of the people who were watching so they could send all that information back to the control center in Nashville.
Oh my God. They got a very sophisticated operation.
To determine if there were stalkers or anybody dangerous attending the show.
So they obviously have the photos or video of the people who they know are known stalkers of Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. So then they were, wow, that is... That's insane.
Listen, if I had that kind of money and I had stalkers, best believe I'd be doing the same. Yes.
But here's the thing. The problem is that you have to ask people's permission before you take their
picture. Before you stalk them? No.
Or at least you have to put up some sort of...
Stalk them. Before you take their picture and
do all
this
stuff.
Yeah, but
the stalkers aren't asking for permission.
What about all the people who are not there to stalk her?
Yeah, they're also breaking the law. Nobody's saying that nobody's giving them carte blanche to stalk.
And it really isn't about the stalkers. It's about the innocent people who are just stopping into that kiosk. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen with your face, with your identity after they take your picture. They're not telling you. I mean, it could be just for safety purposes.
So are they doing something illegal or not?
I think they have to determine that here because, you know, it just depends on how they...
This is going to be one of those precedent-setting cases.
Right.
Whether this is legal or not to be taking all of our photos and putting us into a database.
Right.
I mean, that's basically what it's all about. So now they're going to probably have to have you sign a release to do anything like that.
Correct. Or at least like some sort of warning either on the ticket, on her website, something that says when you go to Taylor Swift's concert, this is what's happening. Your face is, you're going to get your picture taken. This picture will be used in such a way. It has to be very clear when you go what this picture is going to be used for. So yeah, as far as like whether it's illegal or not, I don't know. It seems the way it was reported yesterday is like, this is really shocking. People should have known. So there could be something illegal going on here. But really, at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, it's okay to use this technology, but people have to know.
You have to let people know that you're getting photographed in this booth.
Yeah. Because they also have this other it's similar technology as well that Ticketmaster is now invested in. And basically, they're using these sensors that can identify people walking past these cameras at full speed, and they can identify you in like half a second. And this is, they're hoping at some point this will probably replace tickets. Because if they know you and they know you purchased the ticket, you just walk right through, they identify you, bam, you inside.
That is never going
to
happen.
Well, yeah, but that, again, they're doing everything they can to try to like keep, you know, people from scalping tickets and all this type of stuff. So they're hoping that.
But
you know,
I know, but it's going to be a problem if I bought tickets and then I can't go and I want to sell my tickets to Shan. What's she going to do? Rip my face off?
Well, they
just take my face.
They invested in it.
Rip my face.
Like one of those big fat heads of you, like, running.
And I have to say, Shan, you were complaining because the facial recognition on your iPhone wasn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
But mine is great.
I love it.
This guy yesterday grabbed my phone at my physical therapy's office. He's like, let me see your phone. I'm like, get out of my phone. And he got up there and he did not get it.
That was my old phone. Now on the new 10XR, whatever that I have, yeah, it works great. But I go through my sister's facial recognition goes on my phone. Like,
well, y'all look alike.
So how is this gonna work?
See, no one looks like me.
There you go. Thankfully, no one looks like me either. So,
although people kept saying when I posted a picture of my dad when my parents got married, they kept saying that I look so much like my dad. So maybe I should
see if my dad's
face will work in my phone.
See?
It better not. He 80 years old. I will be mad.
And then Levi's friend is going to be right. Like, is that your grandpa?
I'm like, I have had too much Botox to be letting this 80-year-old man get into my phone.
All right, and quickly, congrats to Janet Jackson, who was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Actually, the induction ceremony is not going to happen until March.
She was elected.
But she going in. So congrats to Janet, as well as one of our favorites, The Cure. They'll be in there as well, and several others. That's going to do it for your Dirty
Rap. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
Hey! Now, we were talking yesterday. Sham brought this up this week, that she paired up with her mom to shoot paintballs at an ex's house after he had cheated on her.
And his car. Yep.
And his car.
Don't forget.
I just want to point out again, I know I've said it. He was 18. Uh-huh. You shot paintballs at his parents' house.
Well,
they did nothing wrong.
Their son shouldn't have been a hoe then. So
you can't wash off paintballs.
You can wash them off.
Yes, don't tell me that that doesn't destroy your paint on your car.
Yeah.
Well, that was his car, so I don't care. And
well,
we would do it again.
Bought. He's 18.
No, he bought it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm sure he did.
He did.
Shooting paintballs is crazy enough, but it goes to another level when one of your parents is in on this. I can't believe your mom jumped in on
it. And she would do it again in a heartbeat.
Like, really?
Yes,
she wouldn't tell you to, like, you mean, let it go. It's not worth
it. She hasn't grown up over the last 20 years.
No, my last ex.
She needs to get with
my
it.
My last ex, she was like, go stalk him and go to his house and go find out for yourself what he's up to.
Oh, it was her that made you do that.
Yeah.
Great. I thought you didn't stalk him.
That was the
Wait, did she just admit
time.
Something
no,
that
no, no,
she's been denying?
Nope, I told
did
you.
Did she just admit
nope,
something
I didn't.
She's been lying
I
about?
I was out there wow. two times. The last time, I did not go to see him. I was actually hanging out with you
anyway.
That time.
Anyway, I believe you just busted yourself.
Yeah. No,
I know
if
we just kept her talking.
All right.
We just kept her talking.
The truth eventually comes out. Brittany, the rage inside you, was it like too much to contain?
Yes. So a couple of years ago, my ex just got a brand new car and decided he was going to do bigger, better things. So, you know, we broke up and I was devastated. So I was crying to my mom and my tia came over and overheard, and she goes, Mia, we're going to go get him. We're going to go get him. And, of course, you know, my mom said, no, you know, don't do that. It's karma. So the next day, my tia came over and said, Mijo, we're going to go shopping. And we drove straight to his work. She pulled out a whole bunch of knives and nails and screwdrivers, and she just started stabbing all of his tires. I didn't even do it. It was her that did it.
Oh, my God. That takes some strength.
That is
she had some anger to get out.
I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
That is family sticking together.
Oh, yeah, no, my mom never found out, and it's me and my dear secret.
Did that guy ever reach out to you and accuse you of doing it? Did he think you did it?
No, he thought he posted something, thought it was vandalism, and thought it was just a random attack.
Uh-huh.
And
he show up.
Never
oh, no. Girl, those days are over now. With these Ring doorbells, they'll get you every time.
I know.
End of a golden era. All right.
Yeah, you can't. I think about all the things you can't do anymore. Now that you've got these Ring doorbells and cameras everywhere, you're not going to be able to stalk people like that anymore. So that's a good thing, actually. Remember, the one joy we had in life back in the day was to prank call people.
Yeah.
Can't do that anymore.
Nope.
I mean, that's over.
Ever since caller ID, not even happening
anymore.
Well,
you could do *69.
Well, and I know, but now we moved to cell phones where people don't even answer
their
phones.
Like, I forgot
so
all
how
about
how we
don't,
you know, call 69. And be like, hey, is your refrigerator running?
You better go catch
better
it.
Go catch it. Like, we had a lot of fun and games back in the day. No more.
An appropriate song for what we're talking about right now, going crazy on an ex if you went psycho after you broke up with somebody.
Where's that song that we played a couple times? Sweet But Psycho?
Oh, Ava Max?
That's you, Shan.
Hell
Sweet But
me,
Psycho.
Yes.
I think it was written by you.
She wears that label proudly.
Or written for you.
Renee's on the phone. How nasty did you get seeking revenge on your ex?
I took his toothbrush and I scrubbed the toilet with it.
Woo!
Okay, and then what did you do with the toothbrush after you did that?
I put it back where it normally goes.
Oh, gosh. And did you witness him using that toothbrush after you had placed it to where it normally goes?
No, I left after that. I packed all my stuff and left. But, I mean, I guess he probably used it and he probably got some bacterial infection. I don't know.
And what did he do to deserve this?
Do we really want to get into it? Like, he was just every name in the book and he's an ex for a reason.
All right.
Okay,
I got
then.
It. Well,
we can leave it. I mean, just to paint the picture even worse than it already is, was it a particularly dirty toilet? Or
well,
did
it was a man's house. So, yeah. If it's a man's house, the toilet's dirty.
Yes, it was just disgusting.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, men are filthy.
Yes, and he was a dirty one.
Okay.
In both ways. But Shan, you're not the only one.
Thanks, girl. Thanks for having my back. They think I'm psycho in here.
Yeah, but no, we know you're psycho.
No one's as hardcore as you, Shan.
What you don't know, Renee, is that her mom was with her when she did her paintballing.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine your mom with you there scrubbing a toilet with his toothbrush?
100%.
No. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
Shan's mom will be there. She's like, listen, let me drop one before you clean that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're all ride or die.
Yep. Go all in or don't.
All right. Carly, you got pretty creative with your revenge.
Well, me and my friend thought it'd be a really good idea to put bologna all over his brand new BMW that his parents just bought him.
You just kind of laid all like the cuts all over the on top of the hood and on the roof. And
yeah. So when you leave it there for like a long time, it kind of peels the paint off.
I was about to say that kind of processed meat with all that salt and stuff in it would ruin the paint.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Girl.
Oh, wow.
Did he call the cops on you?
Actually, it's pretty funny because we were in high school, so he tried to get me in trouble, and we were all sitting in the principal's room. He couldn't prove that it was me and my friend that did it, so we actually did get in trouble.
Hey, that's the best part.
All right. I guess y'all are good at a poker face. Y'all just kept poking.
Yeah, good job. Yes. All right, thanks, Carly. That's
I love that
up.
She said he couldn't prove. Like, they were in there, like, Law and Order. They're over there on the court. Well, we must run this disclaimer, the Fernando and Greg Show. Do not condone or approve of any of these breakup revenge plots.
Probably
and we
not.
Think you all belong in jail. Including right. Shan.
One thing I will do is not waste food on no eggs.
SFPD. I know you got you got bigger fish to fry, but if you want to come get Shan, we're all here for you right now.
Lock her up.
What is it? Statute of limitations.
Yeah. Lock her up. Lock her up.
Girl,
lock her up.
You can't prove anything.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
Residents in Santa Clara are already saying, oh, hell no, to the idea of the Raiders playing their home games at Levi's Stadium next year if they can't get a lease deal done with Oakland. That would take the number of games that are played there in that stadium from 8. And it's not always, but like every other, Sunday, like I said, not always, but it averages to every other Sunday for those 4 months, to every single Sunday with the traffic beating down on that residential neighborhood around there. And one woman was interviewed and she had this to say.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
She's very upset.
Oh, she lives around there?
Sweet Brown.
I didn't expect her to live there.
Cron 4 actually got her. They were able to find her. Imagine that. That was actually the reporter for Cron right there.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Was she too busy setting up her own camera?
Oh,
she
got
that is 4 straight months of NFL Sundays to contend with. And if you live around there, or even if you're a fan and you know how horrible it is to get in and out of that area on game days or concert days, they definitely are saying, and ain't nobody got time for that. And you know, when we went to visit the Chase Center and they're building all this infrastructure and they're putting in restaurants and bars and stuff around there, how come Levi Stadium didn't think about that? There is not even a TGI Fridays to go to around there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not even an Applebee's.
Well,
there is nothing. Can you put something down there that people could just hang out at?
Well, they probably thought, listen, there's no parking as is, so let's just make it all parking. But that's boring.
Well, what do you do before and after the game?
Nothing.
There's nothing to
do
except stand in the parking lot,
exactly.
Get drunk, and stab your friends. Like, and that's what happens.
See, if
people
they would just eliminate the parking, there'd be fewer stabbings.
Applebee's.
Well, I mean, listen, they got to do something about Levi.
Blow it up.
I'm the first one. Please blow it up and rebuild.
Listen, there's still all that room over there at Candlestick.
Why didn't they just tear that down?
Well, we can't debate this forever. Like, I mean, I know. Why?
It's dumb.
Why?
It was just dumb.
It was the dumbest.
Nobody likes that place.
Hey, the Raiders and the 49ers, they won't be playing any meaningful games for the rest of the season, but the Raiders do play in Cincinnati at 10 a.m. on Sunday, and the Niners will host the Seahawks. Now, we are in the last month of the regular season for the NFL, and even though the Raiders Raiders and the 49ers won't be going anywhere. There are important games on the docket. Now, last Sunday, there was a lot of really super important games. One of them was the Eagles and the Cowboys. They were playing for first place in their division. And the first play of the game was controversial about a fumble. It had to be reviewed. I have been looking for this audio all week just because I had heard about it, but I had not listened to it yet. But the call did not go the Eagles' way, and the Eagles' radio announcers flipped their lid, and it's just too good not to play.
After review of the play, there was a fumble on the play. However, we do not have a clear recovery by the
Oh, can you believe that?
That is unbelievable. That is a disgrace.
We're in Texas.
That is a disgrace.
Whoa.
That is a disgrace. We do not have a clear recovery. That is a disgrace.
I've never heard such a thing in all my days.
The Eagles simply came up with the football. You can look at the replay, and they were two Eagles were on top of it. It was clear as day.
Oh, my God.
Let's go give that guy a heart attack.
Oh, he is nearly 80 years old. He has been calling those games since I was about 6 or 7 years old.
That other guy has never seen such in all his life.
Oh, my God. I don't even know who that is. But
that was just too good not to play. I had been looking for that. I'd heard about that, that the guy nearly had a heart attack.
The funny part is that, like, he sounds exactly the same now as he did when I was a kid growing up there. I mean, he's been on the radio doing that for years, but
he's definitely rooting for one of those two teams.
Oh, yeah, he's a total homer. He's a homer like you wouldn't believe.
And because I teased it, we do need to mention that, you know, Donald Trump has been having a really big or a lot of trouble finding a new chief of staff, and he needs to do it by the beginning of the new year. Well, everybody has turned him down. So a former Oakland A brother, a former Oakland A player, Jose Canseco, has thrown his name into the ring. He wants to be chief of staff for Donald Trump. Well, he says he's going to get him into shape. He said he's looking a little bit.
Steroids.
I know. He said, I'm worried that you're looking more like a Twinkie every day. I will buff you up with daily workouts. DM me, Donald. That's from Jose Canseco. So that is, good luck, Jose.
Yeah, hope really.
It's been hard for you to get a job for a while.
Aww.
That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.